Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
I don't know if it's about simplifying or just communicating better, make sure everybody's on the same page. That's all. And we've been doing some of the same stuff since training camp that we messed up, which is a little mind-boggling, but we'll get it fixed up. Coach Gray and Coach Rowe and Minuski, they'll do a good job fixing it up. And it was an abysmal performance by a lot of people, not just the secondary, not just the defense, but the offense included. So I think we all have a lot of work to do.
What up, everybody? Redskins Talk Podcast. JP Finley sitting in Mitch's car because it's pouring at Redskins Park. Mitch is here. Tandler's here. Kime is here. How's everybody doing, fellas?
Good.
Great.
All right. A lot to discuss.
So excellent.
Excellent. I thought you were going to stop saying excellent so much, Tandler.
But today I'm actually feeling excellent.
So we're sitting in a car in the pouring rain. How are you feeling excellent?
I feel excellent. I can persevere through any circumstances.
That is the
Tandler. Except having your friends from the podcast over to your house.
Right. Besides that circumstance.
That kind of torture. No
way. I think you're using friends from the podcast wrong. Before we get rolling, I want to thank the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You guys should ride with them. Mitch and I were running around doing stuff for our pregame show, which will air Sunday morning at noon. So please watch it. Help us stay employed. Let's go through quickly kind of attendance on the field, and then I want Kime and Tandler to update us on all things that the coaches said. Paul Richardson did not practice. He was out there in gym clothes. Jameson Crowder did not practice. He was out there in gym clothes. Who else am I missing on the field? Is that it?
Crowder. Crowder was not
Crowder.
Practicing.
I just said Crowder.
Oh. Richardson, Crowder. No, there were three.
Okay, I got Richardson and Crowder.
Okay.
There was was it?
Apke, yes.
Okay.
Sorry, easy to forget about.
The Republic will stand with or without Troy Apke. Somewhat encouraging news, Sean LaValle out there at practice.
Yeah.
I know fans might scream about that, but Tony Bergstrom did not have a good week. I think getting Rouye back to center could help that offensive
Chase
line.
Chase Rouye is a more natural center in the NFL, and Sean LaValle is a better guard than Chase Rouye,
right.
And that's, you know, and you can, whatever anybody wants to say about Sean LaValle, that's the truth, and they're better with that group as an offensive line.
Yeah, Gruden was asked if they would go back to Rouye at center and LaValle guard when LaValle's healthy. He did not hesitate for a tenth of a second.
Yeah.
He said,
no. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Any offensive line situation that doesn't include Tony Bergstrom as a starter is a better offensive line situation.
Yeah. Right.
He had a good game. You know,
he had a good game against the Packers.
He had a real bad miscommunication against the Saints.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the one that they, I think,
that was the third and one.
Third and one.
Oh,
straight up the middle. Yeah.
That they'll blame that on Sheriff, but that which is because it's both of them too. Because there's something, clearly something wasn't communicated on that play. Because Brandon Sheriff is not going to just not block a guy.
Right.
Right.
But
after the play, Sheriff went directly over to Bergstrom and like demonstratively was using his hands and pointing and discussing about that play because they ended up kicking a field goal there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, there was some pretty demonstrative discussion. So, there's clearly a miscommunication somewhere between those two.
And I think that was the same drive, too, though, where Bergstrom actually pulled on the play and should have led Peterson in for a touchdown. Peterson tried to bounce it outside and got tackled. So, but yes, on that play, and
that was the Cam Jordan tackle.
Yes. But, But they're better. They're, listen, I was talking to a defensive coach, not here, but at another team, who was very familiar with this team and has played this team a couple times the last couple years or so, who felt like their offensive line, when they had it last year, and when they faced the team last year, was pretty good. They were expecting something different the other night. But in watching them, part of the difference is that it was a different center guard combination. So I think that was with Laval and Rouye or Spencer Long at center.
Right.
So I think they're better with that group.
Tell you what's going to get real interesting is the audio when we're sitting in this car just getting pelted by rain.
Yeah, I hope you guys can hear how hard it's raining out here right now.
See if you can pull under that tree or something, Mitch.
There's no tree to pull under.
That tree kind of reaches over the driveway. All right, whatever. No tree pulling under. Evidently, Mitch is very opposed to pulling under a tree. I think it's a good idea.
Certainly in a thunderstorm, we should definitely pull under a tree.
I haven't seen any thunder. Whatever. All right.
Do you see thunder?
I haven't. God damn it, Mitch. All right, let's turn it over. Tandler, you start with what Gruden told us about all the injured guys. Adrian Peterson had that big old wrap on his knee. What did we hear?
He still said he was very, as he has been lately, as has been his want lately, very indefinite, very like, oh, we'll see, you know, tomorrow's another day, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, I don't think we'll get any real information until we get that injury report with the doubtful, questionable.
Until, like, Saturday's injury report.
No.
Friday's, rather.
Well, it'll be Friday. It will be on Friday this week, which is good.
And the early word with Peterson, the word from him after the game and from others I talked to during the week is that
he's going to go.
That'll be fine. And the same, I do believe that's the same thing with Richardson, too, from what I've heard from other people. But I think with him, you still got to see there was some swelling on his knee. He's got the shoulder issue, but it seems like this is more about the knee. But the feeling was from some others that he would be able to go. But I still think that's probably going to be, like with Crowder, will be a game time call.
I saw the lightning, Mitch. Okay, we shouldn't pull under a tree. I saw it.
And now do you think, but Richardson not playing is a little dicey considering he's just been here for a few months, you know, as opposed to a different position, but Trent Williams could, you know, you could wake him up Sunday at noon and
you mean not practicing?
Practicing,
yeah. Yeah. No, that's...
I think at this point, Richardson can play without practicing.
Yeah,
especially
but
if you...
Josh Doctson, who's been in the league for... been with the team for 2 years.
I think the Doctson situation is entirely different than...
We're at Thursday, and two starting wide receivers didn't practice, and the third one is Josh Doctson. How concerned? Is there a chance that you miss all three on Sunday?
What are the chances your three wideouts are Quick, Floyd, Harris?
I don't think that'll be the case. I don't know as much with Crowder what his situation is. I feel better thinking that Richardson will be able to go. It sounds like Doctson probably would, so... You know,
we've seen Richardson kind of play through some stuff already early in the year
stuff,
here.
Yeah.
So I think he's a guy that we don't know the extent of the new injury situation, but he's kind of earning that benefit of the doubt a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Whereas Doctson, I don't think many would say he has earned that, but he's practicing. Like, he's on the field. He got the heel wrapped up. He's out there.
Can we talk about that wrap that he had on the heel? Did one of you guys get a decent look at what it was? It was... outside the shoe.
It was the same thing he had in camp.
Yeah, after
the first heel thing popped up, they're like building padding onto the back of the shoe, basically.
Well, I think, you know, maybe is it something where, you know, he got aggravated, Gruden said, when he got kicked in it.
Right.
Maybe that's really what'll hurt. Maybe, you know, I'm sure the pounding on the turf, maybe there's not a whole lot you can do about that. Just running, I mean, there's going to be pain. I think putting that padding there will help it, you know, keep it from getting further aggravated.
Cushion it a little bit.
Right, if he should get kicked again.
We all think offensive line, maybe not Laval, but everybody else is going to go. The Sheriff thing is starting. Brandon Sheriff is, I think, at maybe 80% right now, and he's playing through it, but...
He's battling.
He's battling for sure. I think he's more hurt than fans recognize.
Maybe. I mean, I don't...
And I don't know that. That's my estimation.
And there are times where, like, I thought, like, against, I thought maybe it was Green Bay. I can't remember if it was Green Bay or Indy, where I thought, like, he didn't look like himself. I thought outside of the miscommunication the other night that he wasn't that bad. I didn't think the line in general was great, but I didn't think he was that bad. So, you know, maybe that bye week helped him. But I think it'll be interesting to watch that situation, considering they have to play, they're in the start of 13 straight games.
Right.
He's also not as much on an island as, say, either the tackles are when they had their knee injuries, which makes it a lot more obvious when they're out on the outside trying to get edge rushers versus the guys on the inside, which are a lot more, you know, straight bull rushes. He's got some help from the center and the tackle, so it's not nearly as obvious. It might not be as obvious how much pain he is in or how mobile he is. Right.
What was the word on Chris Thompson?
That's the other one that we're not sure. I don't think we have a great feel for that yet, but he is. I mean, he was
practiced, right?
He was limited, yeah. I mean, and I think, again, he's a guy. Now, I will say, like, Thompson has not been in the locker room during the open locker room sessions, which
he
is unusual
is,
for him.
Right.
But so, he also has to be getting treatment.
Right.
So, you know, Peterson wasn't in there as well. That hasn't been in there the last couple of days either. So, and Crowder hasn't been. Those guys are all getting treatment. So we don't know with Thompson what he is saying about it. But again, I think the fact that he's limited is a good sign. But I think, like Rich said, I think Jay is being a lot more closed about injuries recently.
It's also just for once practice ends, they open up the locker room for media to interview players. That's the same time that players would get a snack in the middle of the day. They get treatment. They get worked on any extra work they need
something.
To do. Wait. So just because a player is not in the locker room doesn't necessarily mean they're getting treatment per se. But there are a lot of things going on at the same time.
Correct. But my guess with them is that they are getting treatment.
One other thing, we got a lot of over-unders to set here. Before we get into that, I wanted to, I think it's only fair we ask or see if there's any more to add to the Josh Norman conversation, which has been kind of a hot-button topic. Some of that is just who and how Josh is. But Taylor and I talked about it kind of at length last night, but Mitch didn't get to talk about it. I don't know if you have thoughts you want to voice on it. You know, I thought the Hollywood comments were kind of funny, frankly. I've been Hollywood, but I think you just got to get better play out of Josh Norman, and that's kind of the baseline answer. Cooley, I listened to Cooley's podcast, and he crushed Norman on just, you've got to know when there are checks into other coverages.
Well, that's the problem that I think, first of all, I don't think the benching was just for that particular play.
Right.
But on that particular play, everybody else seemed to know what to do. Just about now, there was some guys maybe carry their guy a little bit too far, but they're in the right look. So he's got to know, and that's the second game in a row where he's given up a huge play with his gaff.
Right.
So I think that's something that when you're getting
paid, Allison TD in the Packers game.
Right. When you're getting paid that kind of money, you have to know how to execute an assignment. And what I get tired of hearing is that, well, why aren't they having him play this way? This is how he was best. That was a basic adjustment that everybody else made. If he can't make that adjustment, he shouldn't be getting paid what he is. So I'll start there. And then I think the other thing is, it's the whole stuff like what D. Hall said about, you know, worried about being celebrity. It's not the first time that I've heard that. And I think that that's
this year isn't the first time I've
correct,
heard that.
Yeah. Correct.
Right.
But I think the other thing that needs to be pointed out too, and, you know, I like DJ Swearinger, like what he adds, but he blew a coverage on that long one down the seam that Fabian Moreau has to chase. I was joking with someone's like, you know, you have the Tampa 2 defense. That was a Tampa 1 because there's one
right,
safety.
Right.
So, yeah, but everybody else is playing that. DJ
Cooley said the
up.
Same thing, man.
So, okay, then I'm glad to hear that. But that is a play that he didn't make. So I think there's like, and it's, so the point is, it's not just one guy. And those are the two veteran guys in the secondary.
Right.
They've got to get it right. And that,
I feel like Minuski said it. He's just like, this can't happen, and there's really no answer to it.
No, I'm just saying, from our standpoint, there was a, you know, lack of communication on the field.
Like, these guys can't have that simple of a problem going. The checks are really pretty base level, and as soon as they show up in the trip set on one side, what plenty of people will tell you is that, like, the Saints run that four verts all the time. Mm-hmm. That's like a base. That is the English 101 of their offense.
Right.
And you got to at least be prepared to stop that. Mitch, are we going to have to move the car here? Are you in this dude's way?
We'll find out shortly.
All right. Did you want to add anything on Norman?
My one thing that I was just going to say about Norman is that he was sitting on a powder keg there. This whole situation had the opportunity to be much bigger circus
Mitch is
than
now
it was.
Moving the car and podcasting. We haven't had this since Michael
Whoa,
Phillips
slow down.
Going to Grand Canyon. We're going about 3 miles an hour.
Very different
than Phillips.
He had an opportunity to turn this into a total circus.
That's
and
how
he,
fast Tanner goes on his little red scooter.
He had a chance to turn it into a circus. He kind of handled it like a pro. He, you know, was funny and engaging and everything Josh Norman normally is. you got to give him a little bit of credit for not blowing up this entire season, you know, or the entire relationship with the team.
And his fellow corners, because when you're consistently asked, hey, they say you're the worst of these corners, he can be like, no, that guy sucks or this guy sucks.
Right.
And he didn't do any of that. And I think that was important.
He just deserves a little bit of credit for that. Play better on the field and then we don't have to deal with this.
I agree.
Right. But I do think that they need to get better play. Because the money they're giving him, you have to have expectations to make certain plays, and he hasn't done those, and that's what they need from him. And honestly,
agreed.
If he goes out there and makes, if he had a couple picks at this point, the narrative would be a lot different about him. He doesn't have those.
If he had
picks.
Two picks through four games, it'd be totally different.
I've seen guys like, listen, when D. Hall had some games where some years where he had four or five picks, I'm like, he didn't have, like, I felt that he had some better years, but he got more credit in the years we had the picks because people assume that you're doing something. But, like, there are other years where I thought he had one or two picks where I thought he was better. So that's the nature of playing.
I had one more.
He's got to play better, though. He's got to play better.
That's the baseline. Yep.
I had one more important question. If Norman was Hollywood coming out of the womb, what was Tandler?
Plaid.
Plaid?
Yeah.
I don't know. What would you say?
I don't know.
All right.
Glad it is.
McLean.
You're McLean out the womb?
I didn't live there yet. Wouldn't live there for a
What's
number of
McLean
years.
What's your McLean accent? How do you pronounce McLean? Kirk?
Kirk.
All right. Kirk. We have an important question. So before we get to it, I want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. This week, we want you guys to go check out Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. They sell it all. They got new cars, used cars, the Oarsman Lifetime Edge. Anything you need, they got over at Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. This begs the question. John Keim, what is your favorite Toyota?
Tacoma.
See, as long as the incorrect answer is the Corolla. And yes, we probably have talked about this because I think last week we had another Toyota dealer, Fairfax Toyota.
Yeah, Tacoma.
All right, Tacoma's a great answer.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's time to set over-unders. We need to, first two we always know are Alex Smith passing yards and Adrian Peterson rush yards. Smith, despite legitimately being terrible last week, still threw for 275 pass yards.
Actually, he threw for that because he was terrible.
Correct.
Jeez.
Let me say this. There were about 350 to 400 yards available.
Right. There were big plays there to be made that just didn't get made. What do we think with the Panthers coming to town? Tandler, you start.
The Panthers actually don't have a good secondary. They're good up front. They don't have a very good secondary. At least the numbers say so.
What's Alex averaging? About 260-ish?
Yeah.
What's the over-under?
We're trying to set it.
Come on, Mitch. I would go...
Yeah, what are you, naming inactives?
275.
What?
All right.
That's too high.
I agree. I think it's...
274.
And a half.
Mitch, you're Vegas in the car. What do you think about, like, 265, 262 and a half?
268 was the number I had in my head.
I'll go with that.
All right. 260.
Boy, 7 yards different from what I had, but I was way off.
260.
Was way off base.
Everyone's going under 275.
Yes.
The number is set, 268.
I don't know if I'm low or not.
We'll find out tomorrow.
I'm one of the people.
The number is set, 268.
All right.
Adrian Peterson rush yards. Now, this thing has been volatile. You know, Smith, even in the bad games, is still putting up some yardage. When things are bad for AP, it's very bad. There's just nothing on the ground. Panthers historically have had a pretty strong run defense.
They are not doing as well this year with it, though.
But it's early. You know what I mean? Like, the numbers tend to kind of even out over the course of the season.
And they're getting Davis back, so that can help.
Well, Kyle, you go.
Know, how much is Davis going to help? He's 35. He's coming makes off of a lot four of games off. He did. He played in 7 games last year. I don't know.
How would you like it if people brought up your age about asking how you're going to help JP, huh?
All the time we do.
Never mind. I was going to say something about the younger guy, but no.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
You know, I don't know he's how still big an impact he's going to have.
I think they're, it's funny, I happen to be looking at this earlier today. They were around, I didn't want to say 24th in yards per carry allowed.
That's low.
It is low, and it, you know, but they do have what would be considered a pretty strong front seven. So, yeah.
What do we think then? I think we take 200 off Alex's total and set it at like 60.
You think 60? I would think I'd go a little bit higher on that.
70?
Yeah, because they're gonna. Because if they're gonna win, you're gonna have to give him. He's gonna have to be a big part of that. I would probably say 70, 75 maybe.
All right. Mitchell,
Rich, what do you
where
think,
you at?
Rich?
I'm under both of those, so.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
For an over-under?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two low games are, I mean, how many?
I know, but.
I think he's not that healthy, and.
Okay.
And I think the Panthers have are pretty strong up front.
They are.
What do you, so 70?
I think. 60. I thought 60 was a good number.
Okay.
68.
68. Taylor?
What's you in the eight today?
I'm going to go 65.
67 and a half.
You're giving me a hard time about 7 yards on your passing?
No,
and 3 yards rushing?
I'm giving it right back at you.
Taylor's ornery up there. Taylor gets to sit in shotgun just because he decides he has to, and is quite ornery up there.
Quite.
Meanwhile, Kime's sitting on rain, and I don't even know that you could call this a seat that I'm currently. Mitch has dress clothes back here and a bunch of shoes.
I don't want to know what this thing is.
All right, this is the fun one, the wild card. I got a lot
so
of.
Are we going 65?
Is that 67 and a half.
67.
Look at Taylor taking notes.
This is the most.
All right, so wild card round. I ask on Twitter at JP.
We're going to go through all these.
Yes, we are,
responses.
Taylor. This is fun. You have fun insulting Mitch. I think this is fun.
He's just mad that Pete's not here.
You're such a hater. Rich, that's how most of us feel when you talk. Zing! All right. So I asked over-unders for the game. Our boy Jackson had a good one right off the break. Interceptions for Cam Newton at 1.5. He's never thrown a pick against the Skins. I think
two
it's
games?
Good.
2 games or 3? 2.
4. It's 4-0. Never thrown a pick.
9 TDs, no picks.
Kevin Ewald suggests, and we're not going to use this one, but it's kind of funny. Number of fans at the game, 45,000 and a half. Mark says over under 1 rushing touchdown.
Hold on, was that 45,500 or 45,000.5
and a half person?
I think and 0.5.
That's a spectacular one.
I like this one. Over under 1.5 offensive snaps for Ryan Anderson. This is a broadcast one. We don't get to watch the broadcast, but it's funny. Over under 4 references to Norv Turner's record as Redskins head coach. That's from Braves on the Warpath.
No, they're probably going to mention his record against him since he has left, which is 5-0. That's another little bugaboo the Redskins have to get rid of. They have not beat a Norv Turner, either as head coach or as coordinator. They've not beaten a Norv Turner coach team since he left the abruptly dismissed.
Is Taylor naming inactives again? I fell asleep.
Was that informative?
At Brian Scaley, over under 2.5 bewildered looks from Jay Gruden on the sideline. We can't really track that.
Boy, this is
wonderful. I tell you what, folks are in a good mood. Jeremy Burrows.
Keep coming, man. This is cracking me up.
Over under 1.5 Panthers punts. That's too low, but it's interesting. My boy Bringle says Cam Newton dabs. My boy Dowd says Cam Newton Superman shirt grabs. Those are both pretty good.
Yeah. We need a live reaction of Tandler's face as you read these. He is, I mean, you can't have a bigger eye roll.
How about this one, Tandler? At Tyler Grace, over under 12 curse words used in the post-game pod after the Panthers game.
Over. I mean.
I don't know how many you're going to use because I don't use them.
Mitch does.
You don't ever use them?
Nope.
I don't use them often.
couple good ones here. Danny Eskin, I think the number's too high, but Cam total touchdowns, 3.5. So Cam in 4 games against the Skins has 11 total TDs. So that number's kind of on. I'm interested in a Cam Newton total TDs at 2.5. What do you guys think about that?
I like that one.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a good number, too. It is a good number.
Or a lot of folks are suggesting Jordan Reed catches. You want to stick with the Cam?
Yeah. I think the Cam is a good one.
I think it's more.
How about, I like this. This is from Zach Goslin. Over under 48 yards for Jordan Reed. It's kind of a random number. It's kind of juicy. Or do you want to go Cam?
There's just not much to base that on, really. I mean, I get it. It is somewhat interesting, but there's really not enough to figure out a good number.
All right. Over under 2.5 Cam Newton touchdowns. We sold?
Yeah.
All right. Sold. Okay, that's it from us. We're going to give you our picks, and Tandler presents How the Game Will Unfold, presented by Lazy Boy, will come on Friday. Anybody have anything to say?
No.
Okay. We're losing Kime in the back seat.
He's falling asleep.
The rain's picking up.
Tandler's uninterested. Well, listen, my eyes are stuck in the back of my head.
Like, it's just kind of lulling me to sleep. You might be driving me home, Mitch.
Tandler's about to make his inactive
selections. I'm not driving to West Virginia, John.
All right. Thank you for listening,
really
folks.
Live there.
Yeah, he kind of does.
It's pretty close.
All right. Time to go. Yes. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.